And good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, and be joined by Matt Quarter, making his way over here for the show. And we've got quite a show lined up for you this evening. A lot to talk about, including some things we weren't planning to talk about as we started the day here. But, Matt, a little bit of a change with the game is scheduled down for Arrowhead Stadium with the Washburn. That's been moved to Bearcat Stadium now.
Well, we were planning on talking about the game,
yes,
but just not in this way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so for the team and fans here locally, the trip for that game will be a little bit shorter. Of course, it was a home game, technically, even down at Arrowhead Stadium. So now they'll get to have it as a home game at Bearcat Stadium this Saturday.
And we'll be talking with Adam Doyle, head coach of the Bearcats, about that. Mill Church, my athletic director, Northwest, will be on hand to talk about some of the specifics involved with moving the game up and the arrangement of tickets and all things like that. There's some special things that I think Coach Churchman wants to talk about here tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil, and I know I've seen a lot of questions and heard a lot of questions already, and obviously he'll have the answers to those questions tonight.
And we'll be talking Bearcat football. We'll also be joined by wide receiver Bryce Young. And then we'll turn our attention to women's basketball tonight as both the men and women open up their season tomorrow night. We'll talk with Northwest women's head basketball coach Michael Smith. We'll also be joined by women's basketball player Timber Schechinger and talk about their openers. They go up to Wayne, Nebraska to start things off with tomorrow night facing Northern State and then Wayne State on Saturday. Bearcat men are home tomorrow night as they open up with a matchup Minnesota State Moorhead, and then on Saturday afternoon they will face Upper Iowa, and that's been a little bit of a change too. That was originally a 3:30 tip off at Bearcat Arena. That's now been moved to 5 o'clock to enable fans of Bearcat football to make the short trip from the stadium over to the arena for that game.
Yeah, to me that may be the best part. We get a chance to do a double dip and get to see both teams in action on one day. Like I've always said, I don't know if we could do that every weekend, but it's fun to get a chance to do that from time to time, and we'll get that chance this Saturday.
Be a busy broadcast weekend for us. We'll have Bearcat men's basketball tomorrow night along the Bearcat Radio Network with a 7 o'clock tip Northwest and Minnesota State Moorhead. 6:40 is our pregame for that. Then on the network Saturday, 1 o'clock is kickoff time. Northwest and Washburn at Bearcat Stadium, noon with our pregame. And then right after that, we'll have a 5 o'clock tip-off for the Northwest men's basketball team with Upper Iowa. And we'll have the pregame right around 4:40 or so for that matchup. And the women's games at Northern State tomorrow night, and then Saturday afternoon on our internet at kxtv.org. So a lot coming up sports-wise this weekend. And when we come back, we'll turn our attention to some of the specifics with the change from Arrowhead to Bearcat Stadium. Athletic Director Mel Churchman will be joining us. That's coming up after this timeout as the KXTV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As we continue on the program tonight, joined by Athletic Director Mel Churchma. And Mel, it's been quite a day for you, I imagine, with the change in sight from Arrowhead to Bearcat Stadium for the matchup with Washburn.
Yeah, one of the coaches said, Ozzie said as I was walking out, Coach, what are you going to talk about tonight? The coaches show. I said, I'll probably talk about spring sports. No, it's been a pretty interesting 24 hours. I got a call about exactly 24 hours ago from Gary Spaney, who we worked with the whole time, and then Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs, was on the phone at the same time. And they kind of said, you know, this is what we're thinking, and they didn't give a definite. They said, we want to see what tomorrow brings and what if the forecast changed anywhere. But from that point on, I pretty much felt like, we were doomed, and they were just going to keep that field covered. And, they had to do some more checking this morning. It isn't a policy or a rule in the NFL, but they said the NFL highly recommended that they keep the field covered on Saturday if there is, a chance of rain or snow. And so that's what it boiled down to, and they called about 12:30 this afternoon and said, you know, this is what we're going to do. And so they've been very accommodating to help us. And, Washburn is, Lauren Faree, the athletic director of Washburn, has been great. And we've all agreed on everything. And so now it's just a matter of putting some things in place and getting things done and be ready to play at Bearcat Stadium at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
We were just talking before we went on here, the amount of people that it's going to take when you look at just a two-day span to get ready for this and how many good people that you've got to work with to pull this off.
Well, first of all, it starts with our staff, our athletic staff, and they've been awesome. Everybody, none of them knew it this morning. I did forewarn Mark Clements because, he deals with all those tickets, and I thought, I can't wait until 12:30 to drop it on him. But the rest of those guys didn't know anything about it until we called a meeting at 1 o'clock, and I handed out a sheet that said change of venue, and they're all but within 5 minutes everybody was talking, and we had a great meeting, and it took us about an hour to have everything. I had everything pretty well laid out, what everybody's responsibility was, and we met again at 4:30, and everything's about done. I mean, we got some things to do yet. There's some hurdles, but we're on the way to, being ready to have a great game on Saturday.
Let's talk about some of the things that affects the fans that may have already purchased tickets for the Arrowhead game, and what are some of the things that are involved now for the fans for this game?
Well, John, I that's a great question, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we want to clarify, they're two separate games, and so the fans that purchase their tickets are going to get refunds. Everybody is going to get refunds. If they purchase their ticket through Northwest, their refund will come from us. If they purchase it from the Chiefs, it'll come from them. If they were Washburn fans and they purchased there, they'll get their refund. They won't be able to use that ticket for our venue Saturday, and they won't be able to exchange it. Okay, so they're going to have, it's a little bit of an inconvenience for some people. They're going to have to buy tickets, but eventually, they will get their money refunded. It's complicated to get into all the work, but basically it's two different accounts and two different games, and it just doesn't work out. So, I think we've made good accommodations. Season ticket holders have up until game time to get their seats. The tickets are, just $15. That's less than a regular season game, and $10 for youth. So I think everything will work out. I hope it does. And, if somebody is unhappy, they can complain to John Coffey or Matt Gorder. No, we'll our fans are great, and I think they trust us and know that we're going to get things done. And if we don't get it done next week, it might take a little longer. We got the possibility of hosting a game here next week in the playoffs. I mean, I think that's a very strong possibility. And so we've got a lot going on, but we're going to get it done.
What would be the best step for, you mentioned season ticket holders, what's the best route that they should go to secure their seats?
They can purchase their tickets. We started selling at 3 o'clock in the ad building. I think Annette was going to sell till 5:30 or 6, and then Mark is going to be selling in Lampkin, the ticket office there until 8:30 tonight. We'll sell all day tomorrow at the ad building, and then tomorrow at about 5 o'clock we'll start selling in Lampkin until 8:30 tomorrow night, until probably the halftime of the men's game. So, or they can buy them on Saturday before the game. So, you know, we've got a lot of things. Online ticket sales started at 5 o'clock. I believe that season ticket holders can't purchase theirs online. I believe that's the way it works. So,
okay. Well, it really affects a lot of people behind the scenes. You might not even think of the concessions. A lot of things have to be done on the fly here to get everything ready to go Saturday.
Well, it really does. You know, when you start, I started this morning. Last night I didn't sleep very good last night because I was thinking all these things. But this morning I started putting things up and writing things down and dividing things up. You know, amongst our staff, and it is. You know, you got the grounds people, and they're great. I mean, we gave them a list of stuff, and within a couple hours, they said, we have all this done, and here's some other things that we've already done already. And so, you know, it worked like that, but concessions is a big thing because you have to order that food. So, you know, we were talking a little earlier, the only thing in concessions, they said the one thing they probably wouldn't have is buns. They usually have to order those a week in advance, so they probably won't be selling hot dogs or hamburgers, or we're going to sell carb-free hot dogs and hamburgers, one or the other. So, all those things have to take place. You know, we have to get all our workers. We need people to man the gates, to sell the tickets. We need our baseball people to do the ushering and security and campus university police were great. You know, we've got to have the parking lots cleared. We got to have our reserve lot, you know, our preferred parking for our suite holders. We got to take care of our suite holders. And so a lot of things going on, but we trust me, we've got a lot done, and we really feel good about where we're at right now.
And we're talking in the aspect of one event, but it affects multiple events with basketball going on as well.
It does. You know, I'm excited because I'm going to get to see the game tomorrow night. I was really feeling bad about that because I was going to have to be in Kansas City, but it won't change anything scheduled. On Friday, basketball stays scheduled as it is. The first game on Saturday will stay scheduled as it is. That will be Fort Hays and Minnesota Moorhead. They're going to play at 1:30, but Ben has agreed for our game to be moved back to 5 o'clock. I think that's out, but we'll have a press release on that tomorrow. But that game will be at 5 o'clock with the football game starting at 1 o'clock. We should be able to clear the stadium and, you know, for our staff, give us a little bit of time to get in between venues and be ready to have a game at 5 o'clock for a basketball team.
And it also gives us an opportunity to broadcast a game over the Bearcat Radio Network as well, as opposed to just an internet game. So it all.
Well, there you go. See, I mean, we're helping you out, too.
Yeah, that's right.
It's good.
I know the talk also for the Saturday game for basketball was originally going to be free. Is that still going to be this case?
That's true.
Okay.
Both Friday's games and Saturday's games, there's no charge. They were, because of the conflict, we talked about that early on, and we just said, let's just make those free games. And we were going to be short staff anyway, and so I think that's really worked out good. We hope that, you know, tomorrow night and Saturday at 5 o'clock, we have great crowds to support the Bearcats. It's going to be exciting there, too.
And, again, we've talked about the issue with the tickets and everything, but it's the best way right now, if they have any questions, to just go online on the BearcatSports.com, and just I know the information is there as well, if they have any type of questions.
That's the best thing, and, you know, I mean, obviously, if they still have questions, we'll try and answer them for them, and, you know, we're going to accommodate our fans. We got the best fans in the world, as far as I'm concerned, and we're going to do everything to make it right with them. It may not all happen in a few days or even in a week or 2 weeks. It may take a little time with the refund thing, but everybody's going to turn out all right, and we're going to have another game here. And you know, the other thing that our coaches did, you know, Coach Doral and I talked last night. I felt like he needed to know last night. And our coaches and our players have just embraced this. You know, it's just a testament to what they're all about. You know, if things don't go right, you don't stand around and pout. You make the best of it, and you move forward. And, you know, like I saw Nader, DJ Nader, and he said, "Well, Coach, I get to sleep in my own bed Friday night. I'm excited about that." So, you know, there's a positive right there. So I just feel really good about that. And we've got a lot to play for. It's a big game for us.
you know, if you want to be on the coach's show, just ask. You don't have to change venues for sporting events and things like that. We'd still have you on. We can find a lot to chat about.
Well, maybe next time we'll just talk about spring sports.
All right.
But no, but I appreciate, you know, having the opportunity to get this word out to our fans, and like you said, John, everything is on the website. That should really help them out. You know, Marshall's done a great job of getting that thing, getting everything out there, and trying to keep our people informed. And of course, Twitter, I think about 10 minutes after I'd told our staff, it was already on Twitter from somebody, and there must be little spies around that put all that stuff out. But in a way, that's good because it just helps us get the word out.
All right. Well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that's Mel Church, my athletic director at Northwest Missouri State University. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Bearcat football as Adam Dorley, coach of the Bearcat football team, joined us. That's coming up after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaks, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest football team, Adam Dorl. But before we talk to AD here, Matt, we've got a couple of giveaways here.
Two winners here, and Brent's got the prizes just to our left here. The first winner of the night is Larry Rusko. So, Larry, you visit with Brent here, and here, I'll give you that. So, and then our other winner, Jesse Reidenauer. I think that's a back-to-back for Jesse. So congratulations.
Rigged.
Everybody's got a shot if you're out here with us on Thursday night. So
Well, AD, quite a day for you, trying to get everything ready for Washburn, and then a little bit of a change here for this.
We're fine. We met with the kids at 2, and it's, you know, our kids are really focused right now, locked in, and it's. We could go play in the Walmart parking lot, and they'd be fine with that. So it's really not a huge deal. I mean, you know, our kids are resilient. They'll be ready to go. They're just excited about the game and what we're playing for. I mean, obviously we're playing for a lot Saturday.
Yeah, and it goes beyond the field. It really, you said, I don't know if the lines are far enough apart at the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, no, we probably have to send a striping crew in there.
But talk about this matchup with Washburn. Obviously, you talked about how there's a lot to play for, playoff implications, MIAA championship implications. Is it one of those weeks where you got to make sure they don't get too hyped up, or how does that work?
No, excitement's been really good. I thought I was real Sunday when we met at 5 o'clock. I mean, you could just tell they were very excited and ready to get started Tuesday. We had great practices Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The focus has been great. You know, the intensity has been really good. So, it's exciting. It's exciting to be playing Week 11 and playing, you know, for something that's meaningful. And our kids understand that. And it's just been great to see them interact with each other. And, you know, our seniors know one way or another this thing's starting to wind down. And it's winding down sooner than later. So, But, you know, Washburn got a huge challenge in front of us. Just looking at the running back, I mean, you know, he's made some comments earlier this week that, you know, he's 127 rushing yards shy of the Washburn all-time rushing record, and that he wants to accomplish that Saturday, you know, so... Great. got everybody fired up right away. So we got that. And, of course, you know, they're playing good football right now. And they made a quarterback change a few weeks ago, and they've played better ever since. And so, you know, they're playing well right now.
I guess when you look at a positive on this, with so much on the line here, instead of doing it, I had to get a chance to perhaps get a share of the MIAA title and get into the postseason playoffs as well, doing it on the home field.
Yeah, John, I mean, like I said, our kids are excited about playing at home again, and that was one of the first things a lot of them said. Great, we get a chance to do it here. And, you know, in front of our fans, in front of our crowd, you know, with our people, and in front of their family and friends. And so it's great, you know. You don't know what the future's going to hold right now. If you know, you were able to make it into the national playoffs, it may not be at home. So, you know, again, everything's real positive for our kids right now.
Obviously, the cold has moved in. You always know that's going to happen late in the football season. What are some of the adjustments, or what is it different for a player when the cold weather does move in?
Well, it's obviously tougher to throw a football, and so, you know, there's some things you do there with the quarterback trying to keep his hands warm. The ball expands a little bit, and it's harder to hold on to, and so you just have to pay extra close attention to ball security. And it just, you know, with the wind, the way it blows here, obviously out of the north, it affects your ability to throw a little bit at times. And so it's just one of those things we talk about. I think the biggest thing, in my opinion, that you have to embrace the elements, and you have to be a tough guy and to be able to play in that type of environment. And so we've really challenged our kids on that all week.
And obviously it's a situation where you're used to playing late into November and into December with the success you've had through the years, where you're going to play some inclement weather games. And with the region going north as it has here the last couple of years, does it kind of change a little bit the type of team you want to build for this time of year, where the running game is so important at this time of year?
It does, John. It's something that, you know, we kind of recruit around a little bit, and we focus spring practices. You know, when we practice in the spring, it's often cold and windy. And so we do try to build our program around that a little bit. And it's something where, you know, if you look in traditionally the last few years as the season goes, we, you know, in my opinion, we late the season always really try to, I don't want to use the word force the running game, but it's just a huge point of emphasis for us. Obviously, us trying to run it and stop the run. And so, yeah, it's something that I think you've got to pay attention to.
Dealt with some wind last week at Emporia. It seemed like Brady threw the ball fairly well, both with and against the wind. I think that's one thing people don't realize is throwing with the wind, yeah, you have a tendency to, you know, overthrow,
sure,
a little bit, but he seemed to be spot on.
No, he does, and obviously we try to practice in it anytime we can. And, you know, I've said this before, it's one of those things of an athlete, the fact that he has really large hands, that helps him grip a ball, because it's just hard to grab if you got small hands.
And I thought one of the keys to that game too, that the receivers maybe had their best game of the season.
Yeah, I was very proud of them, John. It, you know, they would tell you the week before isn't up to their standards or our standards, and so they were disappointed. Not, you know, they're not out there trying to drop balls or anything, but obviously they did. So they came back really, really great and had a good week of practice. And the fact that they were able to go out there Saturday and make those plays, I just thought was huge for us. And I was just very proud of them.
With the passing game, when you go into a game, do you know there are certain receivers or certain guys that may have a better chance of catching a ball, or is it just a matter of what you see from the defense, who might get more catches in a given day?
No, there's times when you definitely go into a game, and especially on third down, there's guys we're trying to target, defenders on the other team that we might think we may have a height matchup on or an athletic matchup on. And so, no, we spend a lot of time. We're very diligent in trying to target, believe it or not, a lot of that. Now, again, coverage dictates some of that, and if the kid doesn't win his matchup, the quarterback's got to get off his progression. But you know, we're always trying to target a guy or two.
And we saw last week where Sheever, the tight end, was able to catch a touchdown pass. And I think last few weeks we've seen the tight end being implemented into the offense a little bit more, too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, again, this time of year, it's nice to have that safety blanket where the play action, that the fullback, Josh Swanson, caught his first collegiate touchdown. Just to be able to utilize those big targets this time of year is great. And usually when those guys are catching passes, it means you're running the ball well, so that's good.
It seems like the last several years we've seen the tight ends become a bigger part of the offense later in the season. Is that by design or just by, I don't want to say accident, yeah, but what's given to you?
Yeah, a little bit of design, and again, just naturally this time of year we tend to go a little bit bigger, what we call bigger personnel, like 22 personnel we call truck. It's two tight ends, two backs, and so a lot of times we're using those guys more, too.
Now, we've seen Volstead catch a couple of touchdown passes this year. Just talk a little bit about being a defensive guy coming over and on the offensive side. What kind of talk does he have, maybe rub it into the rest of his defense?
Well, he's not afraid to tell the rest of the guys on offense that he got a touchdown pass and they didn't. So he makes it look so natural, doesn't he, when he has his hands crossed and it thumps him in the chest. And sounds like a 22 going off his chest there. But he was a really good high school tailback, and he's a good athlete. You know, we've been using Bevins on that too, and so, you know, I personally think a little bit defenses, you know, you may not mean to, but they tend to go asleep a little bit on that, and so they're a good weapon to have.
And talking about your offense, what the Washburn defense, what are they going to be up against with the Washburn defense this week?
Well, they run a lot of multiple fronts. They base out of what I call a 40 front, where they're playing four down linemen and two inside linebackers and two flat players and a lot of one safety look. But their defensive coordinator, he's an old Northwest guy, and so he spent some time in our program, and he's good at what he's doing right now. And he's running a lot of multiple fronts. They'll run some double eagle, some 30 stuff. They seem to be blitzing more than they have in the past, and it seemed to be good and bad for them. Sometimes they've given up some really big plays, and other times they've been able to get home. They're averaging about 3 sacks a game.
Talked about the success that Washburn's had on the ground in the last few weeks in particular. What are some of the keys to stopping the running game? I know that's been a strength of Northwest throughout the season. Anything different this week with that?
Well, I think it's just important. I look at their offensive line. They're big kids. It's going to be the biggest offensive line we've played all year. I mean, they've got a couple kids that are 340 pounds plus, and they literally get foot to foot. They just try to fire off the football. We've got to get off blocks. It's going to be really important that our interior kids that are playing the B gap and the A gap, they have to, I mean, they've got to play well. They got to anchor gaps, and they got to allow Reimer and Nader to roam around and make tackles. So, you know, just kind of the same stuff, getting off blocks, being gap sound, but it's imperative that our nose tackle and defensive tackle play well.
It seems like that's right up their alley. They've been doing that fairly well all year long.
Yeah, they have. Well, I mean, we're very confident in our kids. We're confident in all our defense, but, yeah, we're excited about the matchup.
All right, well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Adam Durrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. When we come back, we'll continue to talk football as wide receiver Bryce Young joins us, and we'll talk to Bryce. That's all coming up. He's got some fans here, it appears. So we're back and talk to Bryce right after this as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, joined now by wide receiver for the Bearcats, Bryce Young. And before we talk to Bryce, well, I guess, Bryce, first of all, who are those guys up there?
That's the receiver group. We always have a meal on Thursday nights, and they decided to join me today. So that was really nice of them.
It looked like you forgot one up there. I don't know.
And the kickers and everything.
You've got to watch those kickers all the time there. Before we talk more with Bryce here, we got another giveaway here, and I believe this is Joe Samasteco, I believe is the last name here. And if Joe's the winner, here, come over and see Brent over to our left. Joe, our winner here lives over on, well, anyway, it's Joe Samasteco is our winner. So come over and pick up your prize. But Bryce, I know it's been kind of a tough year for you from an injury standpoint with that foot injury and just getting back last week. Just kind of talk about, for you, what it's been like to go through this season.
It's been really trying, and it's been pretty tough to have your last year of football after you played it for like 15 years to have a few injuries. But thanks to the support of like those teammates up there and our coaching staff, I've stayed involved and engaged in a lot of things and trying to bring some comedic relief to practices. And especially now the season's longer, getting back is kind of nice.
I no doubt about that. What are some of the things you try to do to stay engaged with the team here through this?
I've watched a lot of film with a lot of different guys up there. I've watched like defensive film when those guys are up there because I have nothing to do during the day. And I just stay up there pretty much for hours watching film. And other than that, just being in position meetings and being around the guys more has been kind of nice. So,
how do you just stay in shape through this, too? Obviously, you want to try to stay in as good a shape as you can for when you can come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our strength guy, Joe Quinlan, does a great job of kicking my butt pretty much 5 days a week, 5 or 6 days a week, doing conditioning stuff that I can do with my upper body if I can't use my legs that much. And he's definitely kicked my butt doing that.
And let's just kind of talk about some of the things you do. Again, a wide receiver, but you're also involved with punt returns. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, seems to be maybe one of the scariest jobs in football, be waiting for that ball to come down where you got 11 guys or 10, depending on how good the punter is, coming down to try to take your head off. Oh, but yeah. Just kind of talk about what it takes to be a good punt returner.
It is pretty scary since our punt block team doesn't ever block for me or anything. I do have like 10 and almost 11 guys coming after me. That part kind of stinks, but it's nerve-wracking until the first one of the season. And once you get the first one out of the way, it might be a little bobble or something, but then after that, it's kind of just routine. And then catching punts from Kyle Goodburn during practice gives me good practice for the game. So.
And let's just kind of talk now that you're back where you were suited up last week. Just kind of talk about what it feels like to be back in uniform and ready to go.
I'll tell you, the first practice I was back, I was running around so much because I was so fresh, like the rest of part of my legs were. And I think people are getting tired of me running around so much since they've been playing a lot. And I was so fresh, they were so tired. it's been so nice to get back out there. And you can be engaged as much as you want when you're not playing with the guys and with the coaches, but when you're actually playing the game, it's a million times better to actually be out there.
Yeah, you're back for the game Saturday, obviously not at Arrowhead, but back at Bearcat Stadium, but a whole lot to play for. How much fun is it to play in these type of games?
That's the reason why you come here, why you come out of high school to come up here to play in these huge games like this, competing for a conference championship every year. And a chance to play in the postseason is the reason why you become a Bearcat. And this game is no different. And I think whether it's at Arrowhead or whether it's out here at Bearcat Stadium, it doesn't really matter. Especially for the seniors, it means cementing our legacy by putting a number up on the board outside our field, and I think that's the biggest thing.
And as a senior, you guys have had a heck of a career coming through here, just a lot of success in this program.
Yeah, it's been... I got to speak to the team actually last week as the seniors are doing, and I brought back up a lot of memories from like our first day on campus in the dorms and how everyone was looking at me like I was going to be like a highly recruited team manager, because that's what I look like compared to all these huge guys that were there. And I felt kind of out of place, and I just brought back a lot of memories to the class that started these things and the guys that have seen it through towards the end.
Talked about coming from high school. Obviously, you're from Chillicothe, and I talked to a person from Chillicothe this morning for another segment that we do. Talked about in her neighborhood that there's about 17 Northwest grads just living in one neighborhood there in Chillicothe. So there's a little bit of Bearcat pride coming out of Chillicothe.
Oh, absolutely. To kind of contradict that, it is kind of hard playing for Chillicothe and playing for the Hornets and then coming to Maryville where the Spoofhounds have been dominating for a few years. And you got to hear about that every day when Maryville beats Chillicothe. But, yeah, that's I am so glad that I ended up coming here.
And what were some of the reasons that you felt that Northwest was going to be the place to be for
you? Really just, like, you go to a lot of visits throughout the recruiting process, and a lot of them are impersonable. And so, like, when you meet someone, they kind of ask you your name at other institutions that I visited. And when I came here, they came right up to me. I think it was Coach Osborne, who's my coach now, came right up to me, shook my hand, and said, "Hey, Bryce, good game last night." And they knew about the game that I played in the night before and was asking me all about that. And that kind of blew me away at the beginning. And ever since there, it was just an atmosphere of success, basically.
And we've had some Hornets that come into the Bearcat program through the years and have really been key contributors to the success here.
Oh, yeah. Chillicothe is just an absolute breeding ground for superior athletes.
Well, it's hard to argue with that, I guess. One final thing before we let you go. You mentioned before we came on that you were glad that this was radio because you were having a bad hair day today.
I know, man. Since I had this long hair, it's just I kind of feel for how girls feel every time they wake up in the morning and you have to have this bed hair that just sucks. And I've straightened it a few times, I've curled it, and it's kind of been, you know, it's kind of a look into the other gender, which is, I don't envy it, really.
So how long are you going to have it like this?
I made a stupid bet with my friends, and I said that I was going to take it through graduation. So if I walk across the stage in the ceremony, I'm going to have this stupid long hair, and my mom really loves that. So at least that long. Yeah, who knows?
All right. As far as studies, talk a little bit about your academic side of things and what you're hoping for in the future after you leave Northwest.
Hopefully, if I can get through this last class this semester, I will have a marketing management double major, and I'll be pursuing a career in that field. To a business that will take me, really, you know. That's what I'm looking for. So we'll see. I've been talking to a lot of different folks, networking and all that good stuff that you're supposed to do. So we'll see what happens.
All right, well, Bryce, thanks a lot for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's Bryce Young, wide receiver for the Bearcats. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to women's basketball as they open up their season tomorrow. They have a long trip up to Wayne, Nebraska as they'll open up with Northern State tomorrow evening. And we'll be back and talk with the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's coming up as the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCD KRNW. As John mentioned, we turn our attention to women's basketball. Northwest women's coach Michael Smith joins us. Coach, you ready?
Well, it's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we've been waiting for it for a while now, and you know, you look back now and you think, oh, could we have a couple more weeks of practice or something? But you know, it's time. Our girls are tired of practicing against each other, and they're tired of hearing from me every day. They're ready to go out and get on the court, and you know, we're excited to get started. And obviously, we've got a tough challenge ahead of us this weekend.
We've talked about how this time of year is a learning process for everybody, especially with some new players. And what do you feel have been some of the biggest steps here in the last couple of weeks? What have you learned most about the team going into the start of the season?
One of the things that I've been the most pleased with, I think, is our returners. You know, I feel like they've just got a different look about them. They've got a different way that they walk, you know, and way they act. And I think that really, it starts with them, and it started in the off season as far as our workouts are concerned. And, you know, they've really taken on a lot of leadership the last couple weeks, especially. After we had that first close scrimmage, we kind of learned a few things, and then we had the second one, and it was like, okay, now, you know, the light finally clicked on as far as we need to get better at this, and we need to get better pretty quick, you know.
How much of the game is attitude, confidence, that sort of thing?
I think it's a lot, especially on our side. You know, I've been doing this for, I think I counted up the other day, about 17 years now, all on the women's side, and it's really a lot of it. It's just, you know, being comfortable. We talk a lot that every day, the C's, the comfortable, being confident, you know. But first of all, you got to be comfortable at what you're doing. You got to be comfortable at how you're playing, comfortable dribbling the basketball, comfortable, you know, all those type of things. So, you know, we talk a lot about that and just relaying to our girls that, hey, we're going to get there. You know, we're a good team. The makeup of our team this year I really like. I think we've got people that can play numerous positions. They can do a lot of things for us. You know, if one of the things that I would like to see probably right now is just us being able to maybe shoot the ball a little bit from the outside. You know, obviously Timber's going to be on here in a little bit. Probably her biggest thing that I think has gotten better in her game is just being able to step out and shoot the three. I picked her to shoot the three-point contest in our basketball bash the other night, you know, against Connor Crooker, and she held her own. So I think she's really improved that part of her game.
And when you talk about game one, and you just mentioned a little bit ago, you never feel fully ready. But with this weekend and the tough competition that you're going to see, are you excited to learn in terms of seeing if what you have seen in practice carries over onto the game floor?
Absolutely. You know, we could have easily had an NAIA opponent come in here, you know, for non-conference, and hopefully they feel like we would have won and probably won pretty handily, but I don't know how good I would have felt, you know. Whereas now we're going up and we're playing, you know, two teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year that return a lot of people back. They're both preseason ranked in the top 25 in the country. And so out of the gate, we're going to get a taste of, okay, you know, personnel-wise, I know we can go up there and match up. But now it's, what do we got to get better at as far as a system? What do we got to get better at as our chemistry and those type of things? And I think we'll learn that more than anything this weekend is, okay, if they go on a little run, how are we going to react, you know, as far as with the group that we have? Because, you know, obviously it's a different year. And, you know, last year's, you know, sometimes we'd sit there and take the punches. Sometimes we'd punch back. Those are the type of things that I want to see this weekend is, okay, if adversity sets in, how are we going to react to that and overcome it and those type of things.
Mention these teams you'll face have a lot of returners. Early season preparation is always a little bit tough because you may not know a lot about the opponent. Does that help a little bit in that you can prepare for them where they may have a lot more question marks about you guys this year?
That's what I told our girls. You know, we have this film editing system that conference uses just like our conference, and that coach has been there for a little over 30 years. He doesn't change a lot. So with them having four starters back, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's my mentality. So I think that we kind of hopefully have been able to scout them a little bit, have an idea of what they're going to do. And I keep telling our girls, hey, if he looks at last year's film at us, they're not going to have a clue of what we're going to do this year because we're a completely different team. So from that standpoint, I feel like we have an advantage. You know, they have the experience. They know each other a little bit better, I guess, as far as their team, their chemistry. Whereas hopefully we have planned scout-wise for that. And then they're not going to know us because, honestly, we're still trying to figure ourselves out in some ways.
When you get on the game floor, do you make bigger strides in learning than what you've done so far through 2 weeks of practice?
Absolutely, because right now everybody knows that Ariel's going to want to go to her right. You know what I mean? Everybody knows that Timber likes to go with her left, you know, in practice. So it's easy to play what they're going to do, you know. And when you go against somebody new, they don't really know what our tendencies, I guess, are. They don't know our tendencies. So we always talk about every day is, hey, we read and react. Well, hopefully our players then now will have a chance to read and react when we're going against somebody else that really doesn't know what we're going to do, you know. And that could be good or bad because some, you know, in practice, you get in that comfort zone after a while. You just do. And it's unfortunate. But you do because everybody knows what everybody runs. They know the plays. You know, both teams know what we're running, etc. You get comfortable, and then whenever you do hit something new, like we did in our scrimmages, sometimes we didn't know how to react. We didn't know how to overcome that. So that's the best thing about going against games, against new opponents is, okay, you're put in a situation. What are you going to do now, you know?
I know coaches love the opportunity to, they've got a style, they've got a way they want their team to look and play, and you recruit to that, obviously. You didn't really have that opportunity last year, so is your comfort level a lot higher because you have been able to bring in players that fit the way you want to see it on the floor?
You know, I've enjoyed so much coming to work every day and being around our kids, you know. I tell them, I said, you guys go to class all day and you do this and you do that. I said, I sit in my office. I'm doing things. Don't get me wrong. Coach T, listen over. I'm doing things, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, when's 3:30 going to get here? So I can come out and see these girls and be able to work with them and try to mold them, try to push them, you know. And, you know, honestly, you have your good days and your bad days, but we've had three times as many good days this year than we did have bad days. And trust me, my wife enjoys that too when I come home at night. So I just look forward to every day to working with them, you know, trying to get better. You know, we only got two seniors. We've got a really young team. And I really think as the season grows that we're only going to continue to get better.
When you talk about this year's team being different, obviously fans are going to have an opportunity to see it at Bearcat Arena Monday after you get started this weekend. Is it going to be something where fans are going to notice a big difference when they see out on the court?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had a so-called close scrimmage, but we got an okay from the team that we were playing. Hey, can some parents come if they want, you know, and we had so many parents, even the bus driver says, Coach, this is a different team. And I said, well, I've been trying to tell everybody it's going to be different. We're a work in progress, but we are a lot better team, you know, a lot different team, you know, in a lot of ways. So I'm anxious to see how it is. It's going to be another tough MIAA season, obviously. And I think the thing with these two early games is when I scheduled it was that, hey, it's going to prepare us for MIAA play because we're going to play first weekend in December, you know. So I'd rather play against somebody good and learn than to play somebody not as good and maybe blow them out and not get a really good feel for what your team is and who they're about. So that's why I scheduled it the way I had.
And how is the MIAA looking this year on the women's side?
Well, you look at teams like Missouri Western and Lindenwood who played Mizzou to single digits in exhibitions. Washburn played K-State to 4 points in an exhibition. Emporia played, I can't remember who it was, but I mean, I think that says enough, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
About it.
It seems like when you talk about, because Western's a team that kind of struggled a little bit recently, so they must have made some strides.
Yeah, they overhauled their team just kind of like we did, you know, brought in some new players, and it's still early for all of us, but the MIAA is as tough as it gets, there's no doubt about that, and especially in women's basketball. And we're looking forward to getting after it again for another year.
Are you one of those coaches, as you get into the season, obviously not there yet, where you want to have a rotation of a certain number of players to establish themselves?
That's probably the biggest struggle I've had right now, is that, you know, you hope that we've pretty much got four spots solidified, I feel like, as far as our starting five, and just really been looking for somebody to just take the reins on that last spot, and, you know, really haven't seen it yet, because it's going to be, you know, probably from a new player, one of the new ones, and it's just like, okay, you know, we're waiting. So we're still trying to find that rotation, like you said, as far as who's going to be coming in for who. The best thing is now, I think, with the system that we have, is that it allows players to play different positions. So we're not just, I mean, don't get me wrong, Maggie Martin's going to be playing the center, and that's it for us. But, you know, other people can play other positions for us. I think that will help us in the long run.
You had me excited. I thought maybe we'd see Maggie out between the circles setting the offense up, but not there yet.
No.
Ever, maybe.
I better not be coaching that game if that's the case.
Well, Coach, I know everybody's excited, and especially to see the new look and see what you guys are all about, and you'll get your feet under you this weekend before we get a chance to see you at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, you know, like I say, we got two here on the road, and then our next five are at home in Bearcat, so Monday night, hopefully we'll get some people out to take a look at who we are and what we're about. And, you know, we've got, and that's no easy one either. We're playing an NAIA team, I think it's ranked in the top 15 in the country right now, who's undefeated. So
yeah,
they've already got seven games under their belt, and we're just getting ready to play our first one. So we've got three tough ones in 4 days, and again, I want to see where we're at right now.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And we're going to continue talking women's basketball when we come back. You heard Coach mention Timber Schekinger, one of the returners from last year's team. We'll talk with Timber when we come back on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Before we continue talking women's basketball for Northwest Missouri State, a couple of more things to give away. Let's just note, I'm ahead of you 4-1, by the way, John, on giveaways tonight. So, Rich Mendenhall. Rich is a winner, and I don't know if he caught it, but he's a winner. And then also Haley Kinkle. So, Haley is a winner. Come visit Brent over here. He's got the prizes for you. But, again, you have a chance at these giveaways each and every Thursday if you join us here at Carson's. And now talking with Timber Schekinger from the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And Timber, one of the seasoned vets for the women's team this year, I guess you could say. Coach has been talking a lot about how he's seeing a difference and a higher confidence level with the team. For you as a player, what are you feeling that's different this year in preseason practice than maybe what you've seen your first couple of years?
I feel like this year we are more comfortable with Coach Smith, and whereas last year we were all new to him, so we were all freshmen, and we didn't really have that one person we could go to say, hey, what does he want with this? We were all kind of guessing and seeing how he reacts to things. And so like this year, the freshman can come to us, and we know what he wants, and we know how to read him, I guess, a lot more than we did last year. So I think that helped bring more confidence to us and to the younger girls.
And having so many new players, you guys have a core of you coming back that you've played with before, but having so many new players, how has that changed your role or your mindset through the first couple of weeks of practice?
I guess being able to rely on the girls that I played with last year is really helpful, because then I know that we are all there for that new person rather than all of us trying to figure it out together. And there's so many new girls that it's really important that us, the girls coming back, stick together. So.
And having a couple of tough games right out of the gate, does that make it a little bit more exciting or a little more nerve-wracking to get the season started?
To me, it's exciting. I'm ready to play. I feel a lot more comfortable about this year, about my playing and the team's playing, and I'm a lot more excited. And this way, if we do bad, then we know we have a lot to work on. If we do good, we go out with confidence and know that, I mean, we're ready to play this year. And it gives teams in our conference, it'll be eye-opening to them because we're ready to play. So,
do you feel that at this point you're at a higher level than where you have been just based on your experience and what you've gone through so far at Northwest?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't recruited by the coach that I had my freshman year, so I was still, all the girls were still new to him. So this is the first year that I've been really comfortable with the coach and ready to play, and I don't know.
What are the biggest differences having a comfort level with the coach? What are some of the things, how does that help you as a player when you are comfortable with what to expect from having the same coach a couple years in a row now?
You can go to him and talk to him about things. You know what kind of questions to ask, how to ask the question. Because I feel like sometimes last year we would ask a question and he didn't know how we were asking it or like what kind of answer we wanted. And I think now we have a better relationship like that. So I go in and talk to him a lot more and I just feel a lot more comfortable around him.
What's your favorite part of the basketball season? Obviously encompasses several months of a lot of work by you guys. Mm-hmm. But what's just your favorite part of being a part of this Bearcat team?
Well, that's hard. I guess these kind of things. I mean, just all the people that are saying hi to you and saying good job and saying, oh, you guys will get it next time. And knowing that you're sore because you're doing something that's helping and you're representing your school. And I think that's my favorite part of the season is just playing, I guess.
It's kind of a new look Bearcat Arena. It seems like that's going to be an even more fun place to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those changes, does that help you guys? I mean, I know last year it was fun to play at home, but does it seem like it could be at another level this year?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have been talking to us, and we're trying to get more people. And last year they would always come to like the last 5 minutes of our game, which, I mean, it was bad. It was last year's bad. But this year's a new year, and I feel like lots of people are excited to watch. And I feel like when we're practicing in Bearcat, it's just we're all a lot happier, and we're all ready to play on the floor, and it's just nice to see everything around. So.
All right. Well, you guys have got us excited, got us ready to go. So hopefully we'll see some good things out of this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited too.
So. All right. Good luck, Timber.
Thank you.
That's Timber Schechinger, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball player. We'll be back to wrap it up here from Carson's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Reminder that support for the Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides the Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And again, our thanks as always to Carson, Renee, and all the wait staff here at Carson for their work during the show each and every Thursday here in downtown Maryville. Again, a big weekend coming up. We'll start things off tomorrow night. The Northwest men's basketball team.